Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? What the heck is going on? Real quick Baylor preview. This one is a thorn in my side because of everything that went on last year. I was really upset that Art Briles got fired because of another ESPN propaganda report. I'm not going to go into that. Just going to go over what they have coming back and what weapons they have joining them. So last year, as you remember, they went through a couple quarterbacks, a couple injuries. I mean, they had Seth Russell, and then they had Jarrett Stidham, Chris Johnson, and they also had Lane Hawthorne, Jay Jefferson. Also, we had Devin Chasen throw a couple here and there. But I want to talk about what they have coming back. So even though Art Briles is gone, Baylor should still have some pretty good weapons that should keep them bowl eligible. Now, Seth Russell is a senior. He's won three letters, so I'm guessing he should get the starting nod. I don't see why he can't get the starting nod, being that he's been there so long. Obviously, Stidham is gone. I believe he was a senior last year. So the door is wide open for Russell. Now, the other kid, I don't know what year he was, Chris Johnson. I think he was a sophomore too, junior. He should be the backup. Well, I don't see Johnson here anymore. So either he left when Art Briles left or he went somewhere else. So it looks like all together, as far as quarterbacks, they have a solid quarterback, Seth Russell. He threw for over 2,000 yards last year before he got hurt. He is a senior. Senior leadership is everything in the college, especially the Big 12 conference. So Baylor should get 7-8 wins, being that they always schedule out of conference. They usually get them at 3-0 before going into the conference. I think they should end up being okay. So real quick, let's go over their leaders last year as far as receiving, because we know they love to throw the ball, and that's what they're known for. It's just like Texas Tech, but they've done it on another level. So all-purpose leader and yards leader last year, Corey Coleman, he will not be back. Obviously, Shaq Linwood, he will not be back. He is in the NFL, and I think he will do – well, actually, no. Shaq Linwood came back. So I totally forgot about that. Shaq Linwood did decide to come back. So Shaq Linwood with Russell back there, that already gives them a running threat and a passing threat. Everybody else should fall in the line. I mean, just looking at their roster right now, Baylor looks solid. KD Cannon's back, hell of a receiver. Phil Bennett, hell of a D coordinator. So Baylor is intact. Initially, I thought they lost everybody, but looking at everything, they didn't lose everybody. They lost pretty much their head coach. I think Briles' son is staying on. So they should be able to get to a bowl game. We'll see what happens. But you got to remember, everybody else is going to be stronger except Kansas this year. TCU will stay about the same. Texas Tech will probably be a little better. West Virginia will be a little better, as I said. Iowa State will be a little better with a new coach. So we'll see what happens. So the first game, Northwestern State at home in Waco. Easy win. SMU at home in Waco. Easy win. At Rice, it'll be a tough battle in the first half because Rice always, you know, fights. And they're pretty good for their conference now. Rice has made a bowl game in the last couple of years. But the Baylor Bears get that done. So as I said, they go into conference 3-0. Then they play Oklahoma State at home. That'll be tough, but it's a game they can win, but it's also a game they could lose. at Iowa State will be tough, but they should be able to beat Iowa State. But there may be Iowa State's one Big 12 win this year that they're not supposed to win because Matt Campbell will be tough. Now they play Kansas at home. That's easy four games. At Texas, that's going to be tough. 4-2 at that stage of the game. Now, after that, versus TCU, very close, Fort Worth and Waco, not far. Close one, but I think TCU finds a way to win that one. At Oklahoma, I don't think they have a chance to win at Oklahoma. Oklahoma is going to be tough. They're still trying to get back to that national championship game. I still think the winner of the league will be between Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and then Texas is on the outside looking in. Now, we go to Texas Tech home versus Texas Tech. Up in the air, I don't know. But home versus Kansas State, they should be able to win that game. That's already five. At West Virginia, they should be able to win that game. But then again, West Virginia might steal that one. So that one's up in the air. But I give them seven. So the seven I'm going to give them is Northwestern State, SMU, Rice. I want to say Iowa State could have set them, but I'm going to give them that one, give them the Iowa State game, give them the Kansas game, give them the Kansas State game at home. And then I say find a way to beat Tech, but that's up in the air. So at the best, I give them 7-5, 6-6. At West Virginia, it's going to be hard to win. At Oklahoma, it's going to be hard to win. At Texas, it's going to be hard to win. Their easiest road game is Iowa, and then their home games are tough versus Oklahoma State, unless Oklahoma State just has a bad year. That's going to be a hard game. TCU is going to be a hard home game. So 6-6, 7-5. But Baylor should still have a winning record. They need to get that big cloud over their program, which I don't think is a big cloud, but ESPN made it a big cloud. Whatever. I don't want to get into it anymore. So that's really it for my Baylor Bears preview. I mean, when you look at the staff, everything is still intact. I mean, I'll go down their coaching staff. Phil Bennett, head coach. Kendall Briles, still an OC. Jeff Levy, still there. Randy Clement, still there. Brad Bettle's still there. I mean, it's pretty much the exact same staff. Kai Cizotti, everybody knows him. He's been there. Strength and conditioning coach forever. He's still there. Casey Horn, still there. Phil Bennett, still there. So, staff is intact. I think the only thing that happened, you know, it probably hurts Kendall Brown that they put that black eye over his dad, but, you know, he can always make that look better. And honestly, I don't think Paul Brown did anything wrong. As I said before, it's the same thing they did at Penn State with Joe Paterno. They put more blame on the person who didn't do anything than the person who actually did do something. Silliest theory ever, but, you know, I guarantee you there's more things that ESPN could do to help a lot of stuff every day and a lot of calls every day, but they don't do enough. Which is why I can't wait till the NCAA finally just ends their membership or ends their contract with ESPN because I'm so sick of the stupid propaganda and I just want to watch football. That's all I want to do sometimes is watch football. But anyway, Baylor Bears 6-6, 7-5, my prediction. Got a couple tough ones on the road, got a couple tough ones at home, but they should finish with a winning record, get to a bowl game, send those seniors off with five straight winning seasons. This is Big 12 Nation. Baylor preview, short, simple, to the point. Wanted to get this one over with. Next will be, I'm going to go to Kansas. I'm going to go to Kansas later on in the week because I got to get some controversy going. David Betty, it's not his fault, but he's going to have to find a way at least win two or three games to keep his job this year. He's in a rough position, but it's also a tough business. So, there's Baylor Bears. Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow, Big 12 Nation. Love you. Peace out. Enjoy. Oh, also, before I get out of here, make sure you're checking out Big 12 Media Days on Fox Sports. If not, I'll be posting different coaches' press conferences to the website and our Facebook page. Excuse me. All right, Big 12 Nation. Have a good one.